You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Summertime in Florida can mean some very hot days. Tomorrow is Heat Stroke Prevention Day. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and several children's safety groups have come together to promote awareness. One of them is KidsAndCars.org. Its founder is Jeanette Fennell. They've developed a Look Before You Lock program, which urges parents to open the car's rear door and look inside before locking the car.
And what we're doing is we offer, for no charge, the Look Before You Lock safety information cards to birthing hospitals all over the United States. And then the birthing centers put these cards in their parent packet.
So far this year, 24 children have died after being left in hot cars.
The largest percentage of children that die in hot vehicles are under the age of one. And, of course, parents know that that means something very important is they're rear-facing. And if you have a child correctly restrained in the back seat and they're rear-facing, that seat doesn't look any different to a driver if there's a child in there or not.
She also suggests parents can put a large stuffed animal in the car seat and then put that in the front seat while the baby is there as a visual cue. Also, important items such as your phone, your purse, or your work ID can be left in the back with the baby, so you need to get those items as well when leaving the car. It's also important to lock your vehicle, even in the garage at home, so children can't get in on their own.
Because many times children have gotten in and they can't get out. And when it's particularly warm, they really get tired and drowsy and curl up and fall asleep, and then they're not found until it's too late.
But cars aren't the only danger to children, as we're reminded by the drowning death of a Vero Beach toddler earlier this month. Don Kryak and his wife Amy started an effort called Never Leave a Child Unattended after an incident when he was with the Port St. Lucie Police Department. A father had fallen asleep while his child was near the pool.
And when the mother got home, she found the child and she grabbed them out of the water. And as a nurse, she tried to resuscitate him immediately. I was one of the first on the scene. It was to no avail. The child had died and they couldn't revive him on the way to the hospital. So that's what had the impact, because at the time, I had a child the same age.
Kryak warns against trusting too much in those tools we all have meant to keep our children safe.
And that's why we say there is no substitute for supervision, because water wings you can slip out of. Pool alarms, the batteries go out on them or they're faulty. These fences can be compromised. And while those are good deterrents, they are just that. They're deterrents.
Never Leave a Child Unattended also puts information into packets sent home from the hospital with new parents. While originally focused on water safety, their awareness efforts now extend to other dangers.
So if we can remind families up front and educate them through media, through WQCS and other forms of media, is to let everyone out there know that this is a year-round campaign. We try to kick it off in the summer months where there seems to be a concentration of safety risks for kids. But really, it is a year-round campaign.
A campaign which also extends to the Internet. We'll have links to both of the groups we talked about this evening on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Jill Roberts.